Alrighty, everybody. Thanks for tuning back in. This is Brandy J with Voices of Courage. And today I am here with another special and dear friend, brother to me, Brother Ed. What is up?
What's up, sis? Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Peace and blessings to you.
Yes, peace and blessings to you. Yes, thank you for coming on. You know, definitely have to, you know, all of you, but definitely, you know, had to have you on. You know, because, you know, you also, you know, do your thing too, you know. So before we end, if you want to, or if you don't mind, you can let people know where to find you at, right?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Clubhouse, TikTok, on TikTok and most stations of study, Ed Mo 1021. If you go on Facebook, it's Ed E B Howard Bowman, I believe. But yeah, you can find me anywhere.
Okay.
Following Christ, thank you, my sister.
All right. Okay. Well, Brother Ed, can you, so I know that I've done this like it's the fourth or fifth show, but I still, you know, somebody might be fresh and new, just tuning in. So just letting them know a little bit of like what we're doing in here today, what this is about, how we know each other, and what's the messages today. And so once again, it says a message. It's a message. It's Brother Ed's testimony, and it's a message. It's basically Brother Ed is here to give you a testimony about knowing the truth, right, Brother Ed?
Absolutely.
And he definitely knows that Christ is amongst us. He walks the earth. It might sound crazy to some people. I don't know why, but I'm excited to have you here to let us know, Brother Ed. So if you can just let the people know When exactly did you come into the truth, basically? When exactly did you? And then prior to that, what was it like before? You know, like, for instance, how some people were in church, indoctrinated and all that stuff and have their whole little story. So for you, when was the big difference? When was the big jump?
I came into when Christ was walking the earth in August of 2022.
Okay.
I was on TikTok late night. I love doing little videos and showing my daughters, you know, and show them to the family and everything. And just one night I was up scrolling through and I saw the Messiah, God from Judah, on TikTok, and it said that he was Christ. And I was like, man, I know somebody. They Christ. What happened is I went back to I scrolled past it at first, then I went back to it, and I listened for a while. And I remember I'm going the next day, and it was hard to find him because I got to hit follow. So I was scrolling through TikTok day and night trying to find out when he was coming back on. After hearing him speak, as there was a lot of truth to it, it just drew me. So the next day I came up, I decided I'm gonna go up and introduce myself. And I remember asking Christ about him coming out the sky, because I was telling him, look, I got to find all the things that keep coming up and saying that he's Christ. And this man answered that with scripture, you know what I mean, Hebrews 12:1. And for some reason, that just drew me even more after hearing the previous night what he was talking about the clouds and everything. It was just his voice. I say what it was, but it, and it felt like a relative, an older relative telling you something that you must listen to. And I began to follow him in August of 2022. And prior to that, I would speak in Christ on my own. I went and got a Bible from my grandmother in 2008. And I would read it and got a couple of books to basically reference as well, like the Bible Dictionary, the Apocrypha, all these books. And I was getting nowhere because I was looking at Hebrew camps online. I was looking at Hebrew pastors. I was asking questions. I went by any camps and listening to brothers battle online about Christ. I was nowhere. Just before I ran into the Matai on TikTok, I was looking to give up religion altogether. As I was, it's like I was spinning my wheels. So I put the Bible down. I was like, I'm done.
And then you go, like they say, the evil flee when no man pursue. So there you have it. But yeah, that's just the way it is. Wow. That's just the way it is. Yeah. But I've gained a lot of sense, and I don't want to take over, so I'm going to let you ask the next question.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. This is great. I mean, I love just hearing everybody's different, you know, stories and their, you know, just how, you know, the things that we all have experienced. And I love for the listeners to get it, because I want them to definitely know that what the message is that, you know, about Yaju Judah, but also hear us as, you know, because sometimes they come and they listen to us in the clubhouse and hear, you know, our like stories, so they can try to at least understand better, right?
That's right. That's right.
You know, they act like you crazy people. You what they call us? What do you call that?
A cult. They call us a cult.
Yeah.
But it's all good. To church. They go to church and listen to a man and give him his money for 10, 20, 30 years, some of them, you know, and that to me is a cult.
It's a cult. Yeah. Among some other things. Look at, he's way better off than all of you.
We got something out of it right away. The uncovering of our eyes. I mean, the veil was lifted. And it was a beautiful thing to see things for what they are, you know? And that's what I got out of this. And some people don't even get any, well, I know they don't get anything out of church except for bad eating habits and a false God.
Yeah. You ain't lie about that. So seriously. So serious. Yeah. Like you said, this was free. We didn't have to pay anything, you know what I mean? It was just like the veil comes off, and it's just a beautiful thing. And it's not like you have to give up, you know what I mean? Offering tithes, this and that. Like, no, it's just being in the truth and understanding. And I always used to say, I think people like to be lied to, right? Because it just seemed like people just do so much better. What they want to hold on to lies, and this really just seems that way. Like that people like to hold on to lies, but they cost so much. They're very costly.
Yes, they are. They said they love to listen to the soothsayers preach to me something smooth. They don't want anything that's truthful. You know, they want stuff that's basically going to keep them in the darkness. Or they used to hearing it. I don't know how God has this set up. I just know that I heard it. And I am blessed. Thank him for it. I thank him for it. I thank him for it. I can't thank him enough, you know, because like they say, he said that you people running to and fro, that stopped. Did that stop for you instantly? It stopped for me instantly. I stopped even looking in the Bible. It was like, yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So I just, right now, It's that feeling of making sure that God knows how much I do love him, even though I found him. Because, you know, that Waldo thing, buddy, that's for real. You got to look for him. You got to look for seek and you shall find. He put the calling out. So he's seeking, really. He's calling you, and you got to seek him. That's the only way you're going to find him. Yeah. Yep.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And that's why I just be tripping out, like how people just be like, they don't, from the outside looking in, even when I was inside, I could see like the people were, it seemed like they was worshiping the pastors and the teachers, going off his every word. He didn't even have to just open a book. You don't even know what he reading. He'd be reading you anything. And he know he don't know what he reading, but he could be, but you don't even go look for yourself to even try to see like, what is he reading? So whatever, he could have said something that wasn't even in there and you just rolled with it.
And you always speak on commonality. So everybody in my neighborhood, where those churches are, because predominantly they're in black neighborhoods or low income, poor housing, poor people areas, and they basically suck those communities dry. When I say suck them dry, they suck them dry every Sunday. You tithing and giving your money, and you ain't get nothing from this man. In fact, God didn't send him. You know what I mean? God didn't send him. If you don't know what Christ is in the flesh, then he didn't send you. So you are doing this all by yourself and scattering God's sheep.
Yep. That's some wild stuff too. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't see that. They don't see it. It's like, I don't know. It trips me out every day. Every day I think I'll be like, man, that's crazy. Like if to me, I feel like if people hear you say, okay, Christ is walking amongst us on earth, right? They act like that's the craziest thing. Like, what's wrong with you? Then actually, you know, they think it's coming out of a cloud, but in actuality, the way I think it is, I think they really don't even believe that either, right? I just think that they're, you know, how people get used to just saying, conditioned to saying like, oh, he on his way back. Oh, we in the end days. Yeah. They never mentally really planned or even know what to look for, what to anything. They just used to just saying it like robots. Because if that's the price, then you're not really ready. You were never really in the first place. Did you really think it was going to happen? You probably didn't really truly think it was going to happen.
There you go. So if somebody tell you something over and over and over again, and you're not blessed to hear, but you one of the people that basically want to try to compensate off of it, there's some just people that fall into to these categories of going to these churches and trying to find God. But I mean, are they truly, truly, truly trying to find God? I don't know. Only God knows the person's heart. He knows your heart. He knows everything. I don't put anything. There's nothing that my God can't do, even while in the vessel. So, you know, but I just know that we were blessed to actually hear it. And I do want to make sure that those that are out there that are supposed to hear it as well, so that we can move to this next phase of getting this kingdom set up, this nation, this new nation built, you know, just everything. I mean, I'm ready to, that's what we're doing every day, even with actually what you're doing right now, sis. So I truly appreciate you. I know Christ appreciates you. Yeah, but I'm not speaking for him. I'm sure he told you. But
I appreciate all of you. I appreciate Yaju. I mean, I just appreciate being able to be someone that, you know, could say this, right? But the hard part is for me is like so many other people can have this too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're so indoctrinated, so lied to that people left this earth thinking that that's the way they were going to, you know, meet.
Yeah.
You have to leave here to meet them. And I'm just like, man, that's no.
And we got a living being walking, talking on this earth and giving us the truth about God. I mean, it's the absolute truth. When you hear it, it just makes so much sense. Yeah. And it's just like, are y'all hearing this? Are you hearing that the Spirit is going to go into the vessel and basically set this vessel apart from his brothers so he can be the one to warn you or give you messages about God, to do God's will on this earth? That's what you want to hear. You know, you don't want to hear about somebody coming out of the sky that's probably going to get everybody on the planet a heart attack.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm running the opposite way.
Right? Coming out of the sky, you don't know if it's friend or foe, you know?
So I thank God for being, the simplicity of it is amazing. As now you see why it says, come to me like a child. Yeah. It's like, if you don't, you won't believe half the stuff you hear. That's so true. Just sound that simple. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah. Moses didn't spread no seed. It's information. It's information. Because if he got on the other side and people basically said, Moses, we're not going to follow you, even after just seeing him split the seed, that would be freaking crazy. It doesn't make any sense, but yeah, I digress. Yeah. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right about that too. But like, how my thing is, like, you know, how they think that, and then you just said something very important. Like, you have to, you know, come to, you know, like a child, right? You have to empty out, you know, that empty out and come, basically, because that's what I did right away. I just, everything I knew, I just threw, it was like throwing out bags, like, throw it out. You know what I mean? I was too happy. I was like, get this out of here,
Yeah. Yes, indeed. He walked on water, don't get that out of here. Yeah. Right, oh, my goodness.
And we hold on to these things because we're watching these crazy movies too that condition us, and we don't realize we've seen these weird movies and stuff, and then like, and it play, and then it's like we kind of like a condition messes up a little bit to basics, like stuff, like we are vain, you know, our vain imaginations, right?
That's right. That's right. That is so right. I mean, it's like every thing that we ever heard about God is nothing but a lie. It's all a lie. And when you tell these devils that they lie, boy, they don't want to hear that.
Mm-mm.
They don't like being called devils, for one. They don't know you're trying to wake them up, especially when they're being rude and stuff. But, right. You know, Christ always tell you, you gotta still be the humble person. Right. And that's exactly what we try to be. I love my brothers and sisters in this walk. I mean, he got some very, very interesting, strong individual people. Amazing. So, yeah. I'm truly happy where I am now. I'm glad I got a chance to meet you.
Yeah, awesome. For sure. Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a pleasure, like, just being able to just imagine when we actually, like, meet, like, you know, some of us have, but, like, actually all together are able to meet, but just even being in that space, you know, we feel so close, and we can, you know, hang out and just grow and do this. We're not alone. We can do this together, you know?
Yep. It's not a day I don't look for y'all, I'm trying to tell you. I know that salvation is ours, the individual person, because we got to endure to the end individually. But it does feel good to know that somebody is going through this with us, even Christ himself. You know, right. Christ is the sacrificial lamb. I mean, yeah. And I couldn't imagine being in his position at all. Oof. We don't even take half the heat he take. Not even a quarter of the heat. He take it all for us. So it's that easy.
I know that's gonna be right one was chosen, you know, and
yes, indeed.
Yeah, I was also sitting here thinking too, like we've been talking, right? Like how a lot of people, even probably listeners, are probably thinking, like, when they hear this, like, wait, what? Like, how is this to be? And then they're still thinking that they're still stuck in the word or the will of God, you know, not understanding that. Well, we know that this book was never supposed to be read, you know, and it had it was sealed, you know, and it wasn't meant for. Wasn't a book, right? It was scrolls.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, and that Pope gave out that book to everybody because he knew that you would want to read it, that you would want to partake in the knowledge. And so many people partake in the knowledge of God that basically, or that the knowledge that they think is of God, that man gave them, because God doesn't dwell in places made by man's hands. So he's not in your churches. He's not going to speak to you through no book, because that book is of wood. So I just know for a fact that that I'm happy I was able to get where I am. The confusion that it causes people, the book actually doesn't say it. The Messiah says it. So when people say the book said this or the book said that, no, you got to seek the spirit that's in the vessel, right? Because you got to worship God in truth and in spirit. So you got to seek that spirit and that truth, you know, and worship in truth and spirit. And he going to give you everything that you need. I mean, it fills you up. The food that he give us, the manna from heaven, it fills us up every day. Nothing but the truth. And every day, in it, I mean, I feel, I haven't looked at the Bible really like that, except for when he actually said, go to this chapter. And then I go, okay. Yeah. But I mean, I don't even open a book, you know, don't use no reference books or anything. And people think that's crazy. I mean, but when you hear that truth and you know it's the truth, man, you're filled.
Not like the way the understand, you know what I mean? Because you're gonna read it how you read it, and then he go, you know, you're not gonna have that understanding. So it's like, might as well, like, you know what I mean? Like, bypass and get the real thing.
You know? Yep, just like you said, they gotta know first that it's the real thing. And so many people, like you said, put all their faith in what Hollywood told them or what man told them, that they basically are not seeking God. They say that they love God with their lips, but their actions and everything else show that they far from them, far from loving them the way that they say they do. Yeah.
For sure. You know, because I even had to ask myself that too. One day I was like, you know what? I said, I had to reason with myself. I was like, I'm not going against, because I had my doubts and this, and I was like, And I was like, you know what? God, I don't think God would want me. It would be understandable for me to question things and want to find out, not to just being given something and just believe it, because, you know, it made sense. So I was okay with myself just allowing myself to go through it, you know, have the doubts and have the questions, because some people don't want to go there because they feel like a lot of people were born into their religion, right? They're born into a family, Seventh-day Adventists, they're the baby, and they were just told, like, okay, this is how it is, which never sat right with me. I'm like, so you never get a chance to, like, learn, or like, that just never sat right for you to just be born into something and told what it is. But what if it's not true? What do you learn? You're just kind of like programmed. It was weird. All that stuff would go through my head. So, and here we are, and it made a lot of freaking sense. So, listeners, people that are listening, it's okay to question what you've been raised with or your belief system, because that's you seeking. That's you trying to find out, like, what's, you know, like, is it what? And I don't think people were that. I don't think people believe in themselves, like, trust in themselves, because we're kind of conditioned not to. We're conditioned to listen to the pastor, listen to your therapist, listen to the teacher, or you're crazy, right? If you think a certain way. So people are not even used to really believing in them, trusting in what's, you know, that part of us that we have within us to even be able to, if we hear it, hearken to, you know, to the voice and be able to experience it.
That's true. I mean, if you talk about the people not trusting themselves, look at this. They put us in their schools at a young age, right? And when you ask questions, you're asking questions about things that they already wrote. Hey, yeah. Things that they already put down. They're just trying to see if you remember this stuff. That's all. Because basically, everybody think that they're smart. They're just regurgitating what these people taught them. It's their history, his story. I mean, we are learning his story every day. And basically, it's not the way to be. It's good to question, just like my sister said, everything that they say. It should feel good to you. Your spirit knows when you're being told the truth. And it has to be the whole truth. It's not the truth that they give you, that part truth, part lie. It has to be the whole truth. You know what I mean? Just know that we are here on this earth to serve our God. Our purpose is to seek God, right? Not the man's purpose, not to go be the doctor, the lawyer, and all this other stuff. I mean, and nobody's hating people that did that. But you know what you had to give up to get there. You was indoctrinated by a system that basically took a part of you out, that left you with nothing but not even a shadow of yourself. The inquisitive part of you, the one that God put here on this earth, the one that was supposed to make things right for mankind, not create things that would destroy mankind and nature and our only home. Come on, man. So if people don't wake up to this right now, then, you know, they sleeping and we're trying to wake them up. I mean, we are in the water shaking y'all right now. That's what they call Christ, the fisherman of men. We are in the water shaking you, and y'all trying to knock us in the head for pulling y'all out. Right. I mean, just wake up and truly try to understand. Go to YajuJudah.com. Go to YouTube. Look up YajuJudah and look up his videos. And just be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to really take it in. Write down your questions if you have them. And come to the Christ Council on Clubhouse, or whenever he shows up on TikTok, Bigo, or anywhere else. I mean, Christ is willing to answer any question you have. Be respectful to him.
Yes. All that and then some, what Brother Ed just said. Because the meek shall inherit the earth. I always say, yeah. Meek, what is meek?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that too, Brother Ed. Most definitely. I was going to say also too, for the listeners or whoever, you know, whoever's listening and I'm curious, don't allow anybody to steer you away if you want to find out. Don't, you know, let somebody say, oh, you're crazy. What are you doing? No, don't. That's what you don't want to do. You go with what you're trusting yourself. You know, I think it was about time we started doing that, because we've spent so much time doubting ourselves, not believing in ourselves, because, you know, we've been taught strongly that we to be that way. And we believed it.
They give us a made up version of ourselves and want us to follow that. They give us and I'm not trying to blast anybody or go after anybody. Like Kim Kardashian, these women with fake things, men with fake things, and people, this not real today. So trust yourself is it. You know, trust yourself to go against all of these things. You're naturally beautiful. To whom? God, yourself. Love yourself. You know what I mean? You're unique. You're unique. I'm unique. Love everything about you. That's it. Yep. And boy, I'm telling you, your eyes, that veil start to remove, and you start to see that everything in this world, they was basically telling you what to do, be, how to think, talk, walk, everything. You eat meat because of them, because they advertise it every 5 seconds. Yeah. And not even, we don't even know if that's meat you really eating in these stores these days. So
you telling? Don't trust it. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So we come a long ways. Me and my fellow brothers and sisters is walking with Christ, YajuJudah, in the flesh, the Word made flesh. And I couldn't pick a better time in my life for this to happen. You know, I'm 52 years old. Yes. I got 3 daughters. And at this part of my life where I was searching for the meaning of life, because I had so many family members die, and I thought prematurely too. But that's what life gets you doing. Once you lose a lot of people, you sit back and try to reflect. But who thought that when I sat back to reflect after losing my father, that I would run into Christ? And he filled me up. Again, I was empty, and he filled me right back up.
That's right. That's right. You know, they did say something, a few things that was right, though, brother. They said, God is good.
All the time.
Yes. I love that. Yes. Absolutely. I appreciate you, Brother Ed. I really, really enjoyed all your energy and just everything that you shared and interacting with, you know, like getting it out to the listeners and bringing it on home for them, you know?
Absolutely. You do a great job too, sis. So proud of you. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All praises to Yaju Judah and the Father.
Yes, all praises to Yaju Judah and the Father. Yes, that's a wonderful thing. And I just want to say once again, for the listeners, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. If you made it all the way through, then you already know what to do, okay? So I'm saying, just listen to this. You made the first step, take it on to the next, right? And if you look on the screen, you'll see there's a petition that you could sign. When you go to yajajuda.com, and that did we cover that, Brother Ed, about what that was for? Or
No, we can touch on it now real quick. That basically we're trying to get back all of the treasures that were stolen from us, 1868 Battle of Magdala, aka the burning of Jerusalem, where they sacked it and they basically had to use mules and elephants and eventually build train tracks to go back and get the rest of it. So Black folks, that's your treasure, and we're trying to get it back on your manuscripts. The Bible's all about you, all right? But the salvation is for everybody, brothers and sisters, so don't blame the white man for anything. And I'll leave it right there for sis.
Yes, I like that. I love that. For everybody. everybody. But yes. So yes, guys. So yeah, definitely go check out that petition. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. And thank you for tuning in. This was Brandy J and my brother Ed. And we will see you again very soon. Until next time, this is Voices of Courage. Peace.